Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you once again for joining us tonight on Blog Talk Radio. My sister, my friend, we are so happy to be here tonight to just say hello to you and ask that you just join us tonight for a few announcements, and we won't take up much of your time tonight. We are just going to let you know a few things about what's going on with Granny's Place and get your input on some things. So if you just bear with me for 1 minute, we will be getting Sister Beverly on the line. Hoping that your week was good and your resurrection day was a great one, and God truly showed up and blessed you. And everything is going well for you tonight. So God has been truly good to us this week. We've accomplished some things over at the apartments that we frequent, and we had some good times with our little people over there, and we was just happy to be in the midst of the children. We had a little Easter egg hunt at the Creek Villa Apartments the weekend before. So we were just happy to be of service to them on the weekend before the Christmas holidays. So God has blessed us to be in the Creek Villa Apartments on the 1st, the 2nd, and the 4th Saturdays of each month. And we just go over there and we help the tenants and just mess with the kids. And we're so happy to be able to do that. Beverly, hi. You're on the line right now with Blog Talk Radio. We were just talking about how wonderful it was to be with the children on the Saturday before Easter at the Creek Villa Apartments, how joyous they were with having us come over. And I wanted to just give a shout-out to all our partners, to all our friends, and to all our volunteers that helped us on that Saturday. And then this past Saturday, we had a great time with them, teaching them a little bit of coloring and how to conduct themselves. So it's been a great couple of weeks for Granny's Place. But what we wanted to do tonight was to bring in some announcements about what's going on with the children, the pre-K children. So, Beverly, you could go ahead and share with us about the registration.
Okay. Granny's Place is partners with an organization called Commit to Dallas. And this organization is all across the Metroplex. And one of the goals of this organization is to help improve the education levels of our children, because so many of our children are failing. And as a result of the low income of families, due to their educational levels and low employment skills, there is a high level of low-income families in the Dallas area, as well as across the country. But we're focusing on Dallas, and there are a lot of single parents in Dallas that are dependent on federal and state governments for their income, and so as a result, a lot of families are impoverished. So there's a great push now for families to get their kids enrolled in pre-K. And so this week, starting today, April 4th through April 8th, Dallas ISD is doing a pre-enrollment so families can get their kids enrolled in pre-K a lot sooner than August. And so we want to encourage families, particularly single families, families of low income, to take this opportunity to go ahead and get your children registered for pre-K while there are spots, because generally if you wait till August, there are very few spots, and the kids have to wait until next year. And so those kids that are 3 years old can get into pre-K this year, and they'll go half a day. And the ones that are fourth grade will go full for a full day. So we're trying to push for the families to get their kids enrolled, and we'll put this on our Facebook page as well as our website this week. We'll get it out there, and I'll be going out this week as well, passing out flyers encouraging families to get their kids enrolled in pre-K. And so Dallas ISD, and I believe some of the other districts are doing it, but we know Dallas ISD is doing a push to get the kids. So Commit to Dallas has a goal of 400 some kids. I think last year they did like 300 some. So they're doing a goal this year of 400 some. So every organization that's partnered with them, we're going out putting out signs, passing out flyers, and encouraging our parents to get their kids enrolled in pre-K. Because the sooner you get the kids enrolled in pre-K, the sooner they start learning how to read. They start learning their alphabet. They start learning the colors. They start learning their numbers. And from our work over at Creekside, and we're still working our way in there, we're finding out how excited kids get when they get an opportunity to display their talents. When they get out, you get them to invite them to come over and color and paint and draw pictures and write their names, write their letters and stuff. They're very excited about what they can do. My little niece, she's in kindergarten. She's five, and she's learning how to spell her mom and granny's name, and she's learned how to spell her brother's name and her name. And she's really excited about this. She can do that. It's a big thing to her that she can do that. So we want to push all the kids to get into pre-K and to learn their numbers and stuff. And, you know, she's really excited about what she's learning in school and to be able to tell you what she knows. And so we want that opportunity for all the kids. You'd be surprised at how excited they are when they start learning things and they can tell you what they know. They're really happy about it. And so we want to encourage all the parents to go ahead and get their kids registered. For they're 3 and 4 years old, we want to encourage you to get them registered in pre-K. So we're out. My husband was telling me today he was seeing signs all over Oak Cliff. And so there's been a big push all over Dallas. But one area that we're working with is Oak Cliff. So there's a big push all over Dallas. So we hope that the parents and grandparents will go out and take this opportunity to enroll their kids in school.
Wonderful. Did you hear us listening? Or y'all that had pre-K kids, go ahead and South Oak Cliff. And I believe it's for all DISD kids that are in the pre-K age range for you to go excuse me, and get them in early so that you'll have a spot for them this week, okay? Go and register your children. It's very important for you to do that. They need to get in early so they'll have a spot. So we are asking you to register your children in the South Oak Cliff area. Thank you, Beverly, for that announcement. I'm hoping that all the mothers that are listening by cyberspace or just listening in tonight on our Blog Talk Show will tell somebody what's going to happen, okay, for your children. It's important to get your children registered. So, Beverly, thank you for that announcement. Is there any other announcements that you would like to give at this time?
Dallas ISD is having what they're calling a MegaFest on May 7th. It's going to be on Beckley Avenue. We'll be putting it on our Facebook page as well. It's two schools over there and off of Beckley that they're trying to get noticed. So Running Space will be participating in that MegaFest, which will be on May 7th. 3600 on Beckley, and so it'll be from 9 to 1, so we'll be participating in that MegaFest on May 7th. We're excited about participating in that MegaFest because it'll give us an opportunity to meet with some of the kids that attend those schools over there in that area, and also to give us an opportunity to find out what's going on over in that area. It is a low-risk area, and so they have a lot of needs. I'm sorry, for this month, on April 9th, the Colors Community Network at Southwest Center Mall will have a program. They're going to have a walk event from 9 to 1. It's at 3662 West Camp Wisdom Road. It's a family education community event, so we're encouraging everyone to come out to Southwest Mall on April 9th from 9 to 1. They are going to have a walk event there. It's with the Southwest Mall with the police department sponsoring the walk, and some of the apartment managers in that area will be participating. So we look forward to having a great turnout there. Again, on May 7th to be the MegaFest with the Dallas ISD and a lot of other vendors will be at 3600 on Beckley, and that'll be on our Facebook page as well. And on May 21st, our own Jewel Lewis with Free on the Inside, which comes on Saturday morning from 8 to 9, will be having his second annual men's conference. And he'll be celebrating 6 years on Block Talk. So he'll be having that at the First Free World Baptist Church in Duncanville. And it looks like it's going to be a great event. So we're very excited about that, hosting that. In June, we'll be participating with the Seventh Covenant production. They'll be having a health fair as well on May 25th. And so we'll be participating in that health fair, and we'll also put that on our Facebook page. And we'll be having our first health fair on July 9th in Pleasant Grove. It'll be at the Strong Arms Church of God in Christ at 135 Pemberton Hill Road. Bishop Nathaniel Wales is the pastor there, and we'll be having our first health fair there. We'll be giving away 40 mammograms. Parkland will be there. The American Diabetes Association will be there. We're looking for Susan B. Coleman's organization to be there. We'll have a couple of dentists as well. So we're looking forward to having a great time on that day as well. So we'll be putting out more and more about that event as well as the events for June. So we look forward to having a great summer and perhaps having a few fundraisers as we go along for this spring and summer. So please be checking out our Facebook page, and we'll let you know what events we're having as well as the other events that our partners are having.
Wonderful. Okay, thank you, Beverly. I have a couple of announcements that I need to make for some partner ministries that we are involved in. We want to let you know that Evangelist Katrina Reed with guest speaker Pastor Yolanda Butler will be celebrating 3 years in ministry. She will be having a prayer breakfast on April the 9th at 10 a.m., Anointed to Serve, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17. She'll be having it at Southside City Church, 2100 West Loudon Street in Fort Worth, Texas. 7610. If you're free on Saturday, April the 9th, join Evangelist Catrice Reed for her annual prayer breakfast. Also, DFW City Women with Minister Colette Govan will emerge and conquer. Destiny awaits April the 8th through the 10th, 2016. She will be having her Time to Flutter event, and it's going to be on April the 8th at 6:30 p.m. Community Awareness Fundraising Banquet at 3500 Noble Avenue, Fort Worth, Texas, 76111. On April the 9th, it will be a Time to Flutter, the Inspirational Expo, Fort Worth Botanical Gardens. That's going to be at 3220 Botanical Garden Boulevard, Fort Worth, Texas, 76107. And registration starts at 9 a.m. This will be 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Registration starts at 8:30. Feel free to go to the Botanical Gardens and have some time of fellowship with my sister. And then on April the 10th at 2 p.m., the one-day Freedom Flutter Revival at the La Mancha Event Center, which will be held at 2701 West Berry Street in Fort Worth, Texas, 76109. She is looking forward to all of her friends coming and joining in with her with a Time to Flutter. We attended last year, which was a very, very, very joyous occasion. We did get some benefits from that, and God showed up and showed out, and it was just a beautiful event. So if you're not busy, tune on April the 8th, 9th, and 10th. Join our sisters who are having events this weekend, and you will be so filled. God will be in the midst, and we will have a good time at these events. So we are thanking you tonight for listening in on these events and these little infomercials we've given you tonight. So we ask that God to bless you and keep you, and you have a good evening, and we're just going to release you tonight to relax and focus on the rest of your week. So God bless each of you, and thank you, Beverly, for calling in with your announcements for Granny's Place, and we will be giving you more information about the happenings of what Granny's Place is doing on our website. So thank you for joining us tonight, and God bless each of you. Good night. Thank God.
Good night.
Talk to you later, Beth.